I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net, and I'm here with Andrew Perkins, Senior Manager at Bearing Point. Andy, thanks very much for joining us today.
That's wonderful to be here. Thanks.
And today we're going to talk about application infrastructure and some of the problems associated with the challenges associated with application infrastructure. And I wonder, and if you'd start by please just giving us a general definition, what are we talking about when we talk about application infrastructure?
Well, application infrastructure is composed of two things. It's the hardware and the computing environment, and it's also the IT management services. And all of these support large package rollouts, like a large ERP system, such as an SAP or an Oracle.
And what are the specific components of this application infrastructure that supports this rollout?
Well, on the infrastructure side, it's anything from user devices, network, servers, storage, really the nuts and bolts and hardware that the application runs on. From the management side, you know, under the guidance of a COBIT or an ITIL framework, you know, things like security, service desk, governance, release management, capacity planning, and you know, backup, restore, disaster recovery, all of the pieces, the management pieces that you need to keep this application up and running.
And so what are the specific challenges associated with application infrastructure during around one of these large package or ERP rollouts?
Well, I think that the largest problem that comes from neglecting the application infrastructure really comes where the development team goes ahead and they're very gung-ho about customizing their large package or their ERP rollout. And they treat the infrastructure as if it's a commodity and expect you know, to get somewhere down the line, make a phone call and get a bunch of servers and some storage and just bring it online and get everything going. And to that extent, if the application development group is really involved in it, they may call some of the vendors. They may call a server vendor, for example, and ask them to size the servers to support this application. However, the server vendor doesn't necessarily know anything else about the infrastructure, and they may not take into account, for example, network bandwidth. They may not take into account you know, storage capacity. They may not take into account any sort of monitoring system. So while each vendor may respond, you know, in kind to what their solution is, the cohesiveness among them and the communication among them to bring a complete solution to underpin this ERP application really is lacking.
So is it a cultural issue? Why is it lacking? Why is this so often overlooked?
Well, it's generally overlooked because you... In a typical development project, you have sort of two groups of people. You have the project team of developers and associated functional analysts, business developers, business analysts, et cetera, and you have the IT infrastructure component within the enterprise. And generally, those two do not speak much. I guess I'm saying it nicely, but in some cases, you know, they they look upon each other with a little bit of disdain. And what happens is, as these projects go along, the development group is really sort of in their own world, just assuming that the infrastructure group will support them in whatever they need. And the infrastructure group, of course, is saying that we don't want anything to do with these guys until they're ready to go. So at the end of the day, what we typically do as a company is we end up walking into these situations where they're fairly far down the line and trying to bring these pieces together. And when I say these pieces, we have the developers, we have the IT infrastructure personnel from within the company, and we have the vendors, the server vendor that I mentioned before who sized the hardware. You know, they have a vested interest, obviously, in bringing that hardware to production, and they're very protective about their piece. And you have the service management piece, maybe the help desk vendor, or a monitoring software vendor, or backup, or storage. And all of these folks have, you know, their particular area of expertise and their interest, and they are just not bringing them together. I mean, it's a complex environment. They're just not bringing them together quite in the right way to have that seamless rollout in production for whatever the package may be.
So it sounds like it's something of a cultural problem. How would I even know that that's a potential problem? I mean, if this is already sort of built into the structure to have these sort of two teams that don't speak to each other that much, when I go to deploy this large package, how do I even know that I need help with my application infrastructure?
Well, it's pretty safe to say that most people need help with their application infrastructure. And they need help with the application infrastructure to the point where if they don't do it, there are a number of pitfalls where we've seen other customers in the past go down different roads and really, you know, have significant cost overruns and significant performance problems in the end.
Do you have any specific examples you could share with us about where this might have happened or where there might be a success story specifically?
I give you one great example, which I was a witness to personally, as a rather large manufacturing sales company. They installed a CRM package, which all of their telephone reps were going to be on in short order to answer, you know, questions, dispatch service reps, etc. And we got to production with that particular application after many, many months of hard work. And it was rolled out to the first call center. And the first call center literally ground to a halt moments after going live. And, of course, you know, everyone looked at the developers and blamed the developers. And the developers looked to the infrastructure folks and blamed the infrastructure folks. And in the end, it was discovered the real reason that it was so slow was it was a fundamentally different application. You know, it was a fat client application and required a fair amount of bandwidth. And in the closet in this call center where some 50-odd CSRs worked was an unmanaged hub. And that unmanaged hub turned out to be the problem that for a week vexed everyone in the entire place. No one could figure out why it didn't work. People wanted to do database tuning. People wanted to do application tuning. People on the infrastructure side, you know, swore it was server CPU tuning. And in the end, it was a simple hub that should have been a switch. And if it had been caught ahead of time and the, you know, the requirements for supporting this package were clearly defined that it, you had to have a switch. This was your minimum bandwidth. This was your minimum latency to the desktop. This entire problem could have been avoided. And instead of losing a productive week and having everyone get a black eye out of this, it would have gone forward. I can give you another great example, too, which was a large media company. They were deploying a large package application. And in the end, when they went to production, the package was so slow that they ended up spending an additional $4 million in hardware to speed it up to the point where it was usable. So when you look at a number like $4 million out of a project budget of $30 million, that's a significant cost overrun.
And that was a result of not giving the proper attention up front to the application infrastructure needs?
Yes, it was a combination of not properly sizing the servers and not properly anticipating network load. You know, those are just on the bad side. On the good side, we looked at a lot of issues. We had a large financial services firm we worked with, and we had an early application infrastructure focus on building a robust infrastructure and making the operations designed for a sort of a complex international package deployment. The situation there turned into providing a sort of a holistic solution instead of just providing the development work for the package. The discoveries in that particular location were, you know, again, insufficient infrastructure, insufficient tape backup, insufficient disaster recovery. And we were able to mitigate all of those ahead of time, significantly ahead of time, by bringing application infrastructure experts in and discussing it then.
So say I'm a customer, I come to you, Andy, I have a large package rollout coming up here, and I need to deal with issues surrounding application infrastructure. How would you help me out?
Well, I look at you actually as two customers. I have your development team as a customer, and I have your current infrastructure team as a customer. And your development team needs assistance planning and making sure they have adequate development and QA environments. And your infrastructure team, the folks who keep the lights on every day, they need to make sure that they have proper guidance to integrate the application into the production environment, whether it requires new equipment or just integration into existing equipment, and all that, the whole entire services management piece of it. You know, how are we going to bring that into the current incident diagnosis, monitoring, disaster recovery, tape backup world? So I would say that there are really two customers for this. And when we talk about, you know, the social split between development and IT infrastructure, this addresses it on two separate tracks. And as we are servicing both tracks, we can communicate among ourselves and solve some problems for one group with the other group. We sort of end up being a little bit of a go-between between the groups to make sure that in the end the application goes up on time, on budget, and has performance that everyone is happy with.
Great. Is there are there any other things you would like to let our audience know surrounding issues about application infrastructure?
Certainly. I think some of the biggest problems that people face in application infrastructure is that they really attack a lot of these projects without a plan. If you're not going to do an assessment going into a large package application rollout and find out where you need some help, you're in for a long, long, hard road. And in the end, if you haven't done that, you need some quality help usually around incident diagnosis. Make sure that your operations are functioning properly, and you can even do some, operational cost improvement in the end. For most people, looking at a large package rollout, the actual dollars and cents of integrating this approach into your package rollout is pretty minimal. Most large package rollouts are big dollar items, and having a few extra people involved over the lifespan of the project really does not add up to much, and it prevents an awful lot of problems. I would certainly recommend anybody who's looking at a large package to seriously assess what kind of infrastructure it's going on to and whether or not they currently have the capabilities to integrate that services management aspect with the hardware aspect with the actual application as it comes out of development.
That's great advice. Thanks very much for taking out the time and talking to us today, Andy.
Well, thank you. It was great.
Andy Perkins is Senior Manager at Bearing Point.